The Narrow River Preservation Association is recruiting volunteers to plant 35,000 salt marsh grass seedlings because rising sea levels are causing the plants to drown. Those seedlings will eventually provide protection to the delicate ecosystem. Salt marshes are coastal wetlands that serve as an important habitat for fish nurseries and bird nesting, and they're disappearing fast in Rhode Island. Ben Gaspar is a scientist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service leading the project.
We're seeing basically areas of low and high marsh actually converted to more of a barren, just kind of mud flat. It is too much water being up on the marsh for the plants to survive.
Gaspar says some of the salt marshes by the river can't migrate further inland to escape flooding because they sit along a steep incline. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.